You are welcome to the 5 minute daily devotion brought to you by the Living Throne Ministry. My name is Olusegun Mokuolu, and our Bible text is the book of John, chapter 6, verse 25 to 27. And when they had found him on the other side of the sea, they said unto him, Rabbi, when camest thou hither? Jesus answered them and said, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because you saw the miracles, but because you did eat of the loaves and were filled. Labor not for the meat which perishes, but for that meat which endures unto everlasting life, which the Son of Man shall give unto you, for him had God the Father sealed. We see here the children of Israel seeking for Jesus. And the Bible says that when they had found him, they asked him a question. When did you come over here? I was expecting Jesus to say, I came here yesterday evening. I came here yesterday night. Or I came here in the afternoon. Or I was here in the morning. But that was not his response to their question. Jesus answered, Verily, verily, I say unto you, you seek me, not because ye saw the miracles, but because you did eat the loaves and were filled. In other words, Jesus was not simply paying attention to what they asked him, but to their motive. It is the same thing till today. What is your motive? It is not what you say to the Lord. It is the condition of your heart. Jesus responded to them based on their motive, based on the condition of their heart, not based on the words that they utter with their mouth. That is to tell you that God is measuring our heart. He's checking our motive. Sometimes, did you know that sometimes people ask me, that is me, a human being. They ask me some questions and I also don't respond because I could see that they have an ulterior motive for asking that kind of a question. That is me as a human being. Now, just imagine now the Lord. It means that we must go before the Lord with a pure heart. The Bible says, blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. It is not so much what you are saying. Brethren, what is the condition of your heart before God? How true is your heart? What is your motive? Do you mean those words you say to God? That question you are asking, that murmuring in your heart, the Lord sees it. The Lord sees the thought and the intent of your heart. He knows the imaginations of your heart. This same principle applies in counseling, but many believers do not know this. Sometimes when people come and they tell me a lot of stories, sometimes I listen for 1 hour, 1.5 hours, but almost from the first statement, within the first 2 minutes, I had perceived where the whole matter was going. And after 2 hours of listening, I discovered that nothing would have changed in my evaluation of the situation. And so it is not what people are saying that we are paying attention to in counseling. Please note this. If you really go to a believer you feel could help you, that person is not simply listening to your stories. He's checking with the Holy Ghost. What do you want me to say to this person? What exactly is this person saying? And is able to discern by the help of the Lord some things beyond what you are saying. And so the counsel is offering may not immediately look like what you think is what you need. Look at it. They asked Jesus, when did you come here? But that day, they received a teaching on laboring for the right thing. And it is my prayer that you also, you will labor for the right things in Jesus' mighty name. Thank you for listening. Our web address is livingthrone.org. Until next time, occupy till Jesus comes.